Yesterday we were talking about plans by the police in England to crack down on drivers who don't leave enough room when overtaking cyclists. Cycling was a big, big subject in the show yesterday. And in a response to some of our questions to the PSNI yesterday, the police in Northern Ireland sent us a statement clarifying the law here, and they surprised in that statement to the Nolan Show some cycling groups, because groups of cyclists are required to ride in single file if a road is busy, according to the police. Now, Brian is a keen cyclist, a member of Cycling Ireland. Morning to you, Brian.
Morning, Stephen.
Was that a surprise to you yesterday? You've got to go in single file if the road is busy.
I think it's not just as simple as the when you go in single file and when you don't. And it's dependent on the width of the road. I think that sounds a bit too simple. And in our experience, if you're on a narrow road, single file is best. And the situation where you can either meet an oncoming vehicle or a vehicle behind you can pass. But when you get to a wider road with a white line on it, and you go single file, then you find that two-way traffic are going up and down past you, and there's really skin in your elbow. And in that situation, it's safer to go.
When you see cycling clubs out these days, when I see cycling clubs out these days, they are riding three and four abreast. The police have told this show, busy road, go single file. In fact, let's talk to the police. Inspector Rosie Leach, Roads Policing. Always good to talk to you, Rosie.
Good morning, Stephen. Always good to talk to you too.
Single file. Interesting. I was minded if I saw a cyclist yesterday to wind down the window and shout out, Rosie says single file.
Well, Stephen, I'm trying to keep my advice in line with what the Highway Code says, and that is the point of reference for, you know, members of the public if they're unsure of, you know, the rules of the road and what they should be doing, or, you know, looking for advice. The Highway Code is where they generally go. Now, I'm absolutely aware that cyclists will say, you know, we feel much safer if we take up a position on the road that, you know, there's a bulk of us and we equate to nearly the size of a car, and that is a much safer way for us to cycle. But the motorist doesn't see it like that, and it is about trying to have, you know, each of the two groups, and, you know, they're about as far apart on the spectrum as you could possibly be. And that's surprising because, you know, cyclists are motorists and motorists are cyclists, but it seems to be that when they're in their particular mode of transport at that time, that, you know, the divergence of opinion and their attitude just, you know, really is poles apart. So it is about trying to encourage people to think, you know, rationally and sensibly about, you know, what it is they're doing, and am I acting in a way that is considerate of other road users at the time?
One second, Brian. But Rosie, the real clarity that we need from you today, have the police got the intention or the power to prosecute cyclists if they are not doing what you have said they are required to do, which is ride in single file on a busy road?
The Highway Code talks about you should. It doesn't say you must. When the Highway Code says you must, there is a law to back it. There is firm legislation that makes it mandatory,
right,
and that there's clarity on it. But it says you should.
So what does should
guidance
mean?
Guidance. So that, it is guidance.
Right. Well, we can all, you know, my guidance is to be 12 stone. I'm 20, so I don't have to do it. Can you prosecute cyclists or not for riding more in single file?
It'll depend on the circumstances, very much the circumstances.
Like what?
I would have thought that potentially if you've got a group of cyclists, you know, who are not cycling in single file, and there's a tailback, you know, of, you know, they're on a windy country road, and maybe there's a, you know, a mile tailback behind them, and people aren't getting the opportunity to attempt an overtake, you know, that's not really very considerate. But
can
equally,
you prosecute
I,
them?
Equally,
can
I
can you prosecute?
Yes, we could prosecute. Because that would be careless cycling, careless inconsiderate cycling.
Well, tell you what, I'm going to be...
drivers can be careless or inconsiderate.
Well, tell you what, I'm going to be phoning the police every day on my way home to Mahee. It's a wee windy country road, and they go three and four abreast every Sunday.
Yeah, they do. The cycling, you know, there are cycling clubs who do, and
You do
this
know
is, this you, is where I'm coming back to the point.
You do know this is going to be known as Rosiegate.
It's one of those very difficult situations that, you know, everybody wants to have their space on the road, and everybody should have their space on the road, and you know, we're finding ourselves in the middle here, trying to serve two masters, and it's difficult.
What's your reaction to this, Brian?
Well, I think the first thing to say is I don't agree with Rosie that there are two opposing camps, because all of the people I know who cycle are actually also motorists, and I think we do, in general, there is no doubt that there are irresponsible cyclists and there are definitely irresponsible motorists as well, and it's well and good to say, you know, you should cycle and single file. I think if you are cycling on a road that is, say, 5-6 metres wide with a white line down the side, and you go in single file, and traffic continually goes to meet and pass you at 60 miles an hour, you're in a very, very dangerous situation.
Here's Jim. Let me bring Jim in. Morning, Jim.
Hello. Hello, Stephen.
Go ahead, morning. Jim.
Sorry, I'll turn this off. No, what my point is, Stephen, I was heading up to the Sunday market one morning, up towards Chimney Corner. And as I was going past there, there were cyclists. And there weren't these road cyclists, no, like, out practicing for races. They were riding two abreast. And the next thing happened was, I was sitting in behind them. There was a big, big tailback. They say you're supposed to give them
1.5 metres.
1.5 metres. And by the time you do that, Stephen, and try to get past two, so do you have to give an hour? 1.5? Where are you driving? You're nearly on a narrow road. And
yep.
then the
yep.
next thing happens is a motorcycle could come out or a car could come out, maybe over...
Yeah,
over
and that's the danger of this. It's why we need to be considerate, isn't it? Jim, thank you. Bill in Belfast. Very quickly, Jill. Bill.
Well,
very
I quickly. Was on my way home from Strangford on Sunday, and I run into a group of cyclists.
Yes.
And I was going, I was trying to get by them with Kerr, but there was two cyclists that were away from the group, and they were actually tailgating me, using me for a windbreaker. And eventually, when I did get by them, my driver's mirror was hitting the hedge and on the other side of the road because they were riding two abreast. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that these two men behind me were using me as a windbreaker. And if I had to stop suddenly with a cyclist stop, they'd have been into my trailer and over the car.
It's serious stuff, this, Inspector Leach, Rosie, because, you know, it is dangerous both ways, and people can be hurt.
Absolutely, and a cyclist is very vulnerable. You know, they don't have the protection that a car driver has. So we do need to give them space and allow them to make adjustments for changes in the road surface and so on. So, you know, it is about tolerance, and it is about giving each other space, and it is about cyclists being aware of, you know, is there a build-up of traffic? Is there, you know, is there a possibility that I could pull in here and let that clear a bit? Especially for the leisure cyclists. Who maybe aren't trying to commute on their bike. But I don't want to put people off cycling, because it's absolutely something that the government is pushing, and for health benefits and congestion benefits. You know, if more people cycled, you know, we wouldn't have the gridlock. So,
all right, Rosie, always nice to talk to you. We're going to the news now, but thank you very much. Thank you, Brian.